Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. She always brightens things up. Ann Swerdfeger is on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Especially the weather we have had this week, my goodness.
That snow, that wintry mix followed by rain yesterday, that was a bit much.
Oh my goodness. Now, Ann, you were at the Juno Awards recently, is that right?
I was. Very fortunate to be out in Vancouver at the Junos. Saw the award show, which was fantastic, broadcast on CBC as well, and gosh, they do a fantastic job with that every year. It was just beautiful. Michael Bublé was the host, and lots of great awards given. Anne Murray was given a Lifetime Achievement Award. That was a really moving moment. She came out wearing a Canadian flag shirt, so
yeah,
she made a very, very wonderful supportive speech, and it was just a fantastic event. And of course there's lots of after parties and music to listen to around the town, so it was a really nice experience. But you know what, even though they have beautiful mountains, there's no place like home. That for sure is a great place to come back to.
Oh, what a beautiful segue. So, Ann, you've been busy sort of behind the scenes with sneak peeks at the upcoming season for Stratford Festival, and you enjoyed a run-through. Is that what we can call it?
Yeah, just Annie, the beautiful musical Annie, had a run on stage last night, so I stuck around and had a look, and gosh, what a talent that little girl Harper Ray Ash is. She is a wonderful Annie. We are all in for a treat when this show finally comes together. She has such an incredibly beautiful voice and powerful, just what you want in an Annie. And she and her little dog were getting along just fine, having fun on stage, and the dog was doing all of its cues perfectly. The show has really come together, and to see the all those orphans doing their dancing, it was just wonderful. There's not even any costumes yet, so it was really just a run of the show, and I couldn't believe how far along it was and how terrific everybody is. But that's the way it is.
Yep,
the Stratford Festival. Everyone is so incredibly talented.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see. And backstage, stuff is moving along. The they did yesterday what's called a rack check. I hadn't really known about that before, but I was backstage down in the wardrobe, and I saw that going on. And they check every costume to make sure it's what it should be, where it should be, ready to go, because the dress rehearsal for Annie is coming up, and they'll have tech dress first at the end of this week, and then they'll move into the dress rehearsal and the second dress rehearsal, and then they start previews on April 19th. So what a process it is.
Oh, no kidding.
Speaking of Anne's and orphans, over at the Avon today, the Anne of Green Gables wig is going to get braided. So that's a beautiful, wonderful moment to be happening as well.
Oh, I love it. I love these behind-the-scenes looks at the upcoming season. And speaking of which, we do urge folks to go to the Stratford Festival Facebook page, because there's so many great posts and videos, including the other musical, Jonathan Goad and Liam Tobin rehearsing the duet Dirty Rotten Number for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes, isn't that wonderful to see these great clips. I have so much fun going into the rehearsal hall or behind the scenes into wardrobe and collecting all these fabulous clips, and that is a fun one. It's great to see Johnny and Liam singing, and that show's going to be so much fun. I've got to get into that as well, and they'll be having a run soon too, so I'll have a report on it as soon as I can sneak into that theater.
So much to look forward to, including a sneak little peek of the goblins.
They're always so much fun. Now, that, of course, is a very early sneak peek. They're always having fun, though. They will be doing Goblin Oedipus, not until closer to the end of the season in October, but they have recorded these fun videos. So, yes, please take a look at those. People, you know, the goblins are hilarious. And Have a look.
Yeah, there's so much we can talk about with the upcoming season with Stratford Festival. But we should mention, you can get tickets. We got Previews Fest approaching and the season coming up. You can get tickets right now.
You can. And, you know, it's really important for the actors on stage, for the general community, to fill up those early previews so people start talking about what's happening here in Stratford. So if you can, please go to the website or give the box office a call. Get into those early previews, see the shows, have a peek, and share the word, please.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, yeah, get those seats for those previews. Get the word out, because this is going to be an amazing season. StratfordFestival.ca. Ann Swerdfeger with the details. Thanks, Ann. Glad you had a good time at the Junos. Nice to have you back.
Thanks, Jamie. It's wonderful to talk to you.